This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. A former high-ranking Democratic state legislator and Albuquerque public school administrator has been indicted by a grand jury on charges of racketeering, money laundering, fraud, and ethics violations in connection with an alleged kickback scheme. The charges against former state representative Cheryl Williams Stapleton were published today by an Albuquerque-based state district court and confirmed by the state attorney general's office. A defense attorney for Stapleton was not immediately available. The indictment lists 28 charges. They include 10 counts of using an official act for personal gain, as well as a tax evasion charge. Stapleton previously denied related allegations and closed in a warrant, even as she resigned her legislative post in July as the second-ranking Democrat in the State House of Representatives. City officials have said they have not ruled out requiring proof of vaccination at next month's Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. The annual Hot Air Balloon Festival is back after being canceled last year because of COVID-19. City officials say they are watching how the New Mexico State Fair plays out as they weigh last-minute changes. Mayor Tim Keller tells KOAT-TV that organizers are nevertheless ready for the 100,000 attendees expected to converge for the event, which starts October 2nd. He says he's encouraged as the number of cases statewide appears to be plateauing. Officials say there are ample safety measures in place. Still, visitors should be prepared for changes even during the week-long event. Albuquerque police say an 18-year-old man shot and killed a panhandler in an unprovoked attack. Authorities say Isaiah Luna was booked into the Metropolitan Detention Center on suspicion of murder several hours after the shooting yesterday morning. According to the police, Luna and his mother returned to the intersection where the killing happened. His mother then informed investigators her son was behind the shooting and the gun used was in his car. During questioning, Luna said he was acting in self-defense. He said the male transient had punched him in the face. Police say surveillance video of their interaction before the shooting showed the victim at no time hit Luna or tried to enter his car. It was not immediately known today if Luna had an attorney who could speak on his behalf. This is KUNM.